Strokes are the fifth leading cause of death in the United States, and today we'll cover details on what a stroke is, how to recognize one, and the quickest way to get it treated. Let's talk with registered nurse and stroke coordinator Michelle Brimer.
This is Healthy Conversations, a podcast presented by Adventist Health.
I'm Prakash Chandran. So Michelle, let's start with the basics. What is a stroke and why is it such a time-sensitive disease?
A stroke is a disease that affects the arteries leading to and within the brain. So a stroke occurs when a blood vessel that carries oxygen and nutrients to the brain is either blocked by a clot or bursts or ruptures. And basically, we've learned that quick stroke treatment can save lives. So if you're having a stroke, it's critical that you get medical attention right away. Immediate treatment may minimize the long-term effects of a stroke and even prevent death. Thanks to recent advances, stroke treatments and survival rates have improved greatly just over the last decade.
Talk to us a little bit about what someone goes through when they're having a stroke.
So the main thing that you want to recognize or look for stroke symptoms are sudden numbness or weakness in the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body. Sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes, sudden confusion, trouble speaking or difficulty understanding speech, sudden severe headache with no known cause, sudden trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or lack of coordination. All those symptoms, you know, suddenly appearing should kind of raise a red flag that something is going on.
Okay, so these symptoms come out of nowhere, and I've heard of this acronym, and I'm sure people have heard about this. It's called like FAST, and that's like a way to, is it to recognize and to treat a stroke? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Because stroke is an emergency, we say act fast and call 911. So the F in FAST is for face. So you want to look for an uneven smile, have the person, you know, say, hey, mom, can you smile for me? And so you want to have a try and make a big smile, and what you'll notice is one side of the face may be drooping or not able to produce that smile, an even smile. The A is for arm. So basically you want to check if one arm is weaker than the other. So lots of times they might not be able to grasp anything or they can't raise their arm. The next thing is the S, and that's for speech. So you want to listen for any slurring of their speech, and sometimes they can't even produce speech. And then T, of course, is time. Time is call 911 right away. And the faster you can get to treatment, the faster, you know, we can provide the care that's going to limit your, you know, your disabilities, your death from stroke. We have several treatments that we can start right away. And basically time is brain. That's another thing that we try to push. The sooner you get there, the faster we can save those brain cells that are being starved by lack of oxygen going to the brain because of that clot or that rupture.
That's pretty incredible that you're working on that there. You know, I've always wondered this for myself. Is it ever possible to know when you yourself are having a stroke? And, you know, what might that feel like? And what do you recommend that if someone is experiencing this, what do they do?
Well, I think being aware of, you know, something has changed. You have a symptom that you've never had before, it's unusual, that alone should raise kind of a red flag for you. So the main thing is not to wait. A lot of people tend to think, oh, you know, if I just rest or if I take a nap, or, you know, they want to wait and see if the symptom resolves, because none of us want to go to the emergency room. Nobody wants to come, you know, to the hospital. Everybody wants to just think that it's, you know, not an emergency. But remember, if you have any kind of, like I said, difficulty speaking, that's not normal for us. You know, confusion and difficulty formulating thoughts, then that's not a normal everyday occurrence. You know, weakness, for us not to be able to really grasp anything. You know, all of a sudden you woke up and you were fine, and then later on during the day you notice I'm kind of leaning to the right and my balance kind of seems off. They, you know, may start as subtle, or they may actually, you know, be very sudden, but seeking treatment is only going to validate that, you know, it isn't an emergency, or if it is, then we can do something about it. when you're dealing with the brain, and much like when we talk about a heart attack or seeking treatment for, you know, chest pain, that's all caused by that blockage in a vessel, which is decreasing that oxygen to, you know, the organ. In this case, it's our brain. So the sooner we can alleviate that or seek treatment, the better our outcome is going to be. And that's basically the whole goal, is to decrease disabilities related to stroke, and to get patients to understand that it is important to get care ASAP, and 911 is the fastest way to get that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, especially what you said earlier, it's something that comes on suddenly. So if you yourself are experiencing just something different, something that happens very quickly, it's important to act immediately, because as you mentioned before, time is critical with these types of things. You know, one of the things that I have heard is that, or I think what most people think is that stroke affects only the elderly. But I was wondering if you could talk to that a little bit.
So it is not just a disease of the elderly. It can happen in the younger population. You know, we don't see a lot of that in our area, but it definitely can happen. You got to look at your risk factors too. And today, right, our obesity rates are going up, higher incidences of diabetes, heart disease. So all of those cardiovascular diseases put you at risk for having a stroke. So things that we try to do in prevention is to tell people, you know, make sure you're monitoring your blood pressure, controlling your cholesterol, keeping your blood sugars down. And we've all heard it all the time for most things, what helps, right? Being active and a healthy diet, losing weight if we need to. And a big one is not to smoke, period. And basically, you know, talking to your doctor about your risk factors.
What do you wish that more patients knew that came in with a stroke before they came in? Like, is there any best practices around lowering risk factors, or just more education around stroke awareness that you wish the general population knew?
You know, we all wish we could have a crystal ball. If I would have only known, you know, 10 years from now, this is where I would be. It's the hardest thing to do, is to change our lifestyle and to modify things. You know, that's the biggest challenge. But really, smoking, it just shortens your life, you know, not just with stroke, you know, cancer, other diseases, but the importance of exercise and diet, eating healthy, you know, more fruits, vegetables, grains, things like that. It really does make a difference.
That's registered nurse and stroke coordinator Michelle Brimer.
If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. This has been Healthy Conversations. Thank you so much, and we'll talk next time.
For more information and to listen to all of our podcasts, visit AdventistHealth.org/Central Coast Podcast. This program is a community service and is not intended to be a substitute for medical advice. Listeners having questions about their health should make an appointment to see their personal physician. Any opinions or statements made during the program are those of the individuals or physicians making the statements and are not the opinions or statements of the hospital.